the box. Of course, they have a 50% strike rate in World Cups. They are the holders. And if anyone's lying in the long grass, it's surely them, Bernard.
Yeah, they are. And you know, they haven't shown their hand, really, you know, during the Tri Nations. You know, we really only will see the best South Africa have to offer in this tournament. But, you know, they've won it twice. You know, they're incredible physical specimens. And, you know, the weather in New Zealand isn't going to be conducive to playing running rugby every match, week in, week out. And what the South Africans have is incredible strikers of the ball, and also, you know, a pretty sound game plan, but they've got guys who can just run over people and win collisions, and you know, that'll stand them a good stead. And they'll have no fear of Australia and New Zealand. They'll happily go in there as the third favourites and a little bit under the radar. But there's some physical games they've got to get through there. But if they get through those games with Munster for 6-15 intact, they have a cracking chance. But for me, the coach, De Villiers, is the weak link there. And I would feel that, well, the South African players are just as talented, you know, are in the same category as the All Blacks and the Wallabies. Possibly they don't have a guy like Graham Henry or Robbie Deans who can kind of steer them over the line.